first of all, we giving our advocacy and our objection to the appointment of Councillor Massaquoi, Jonathan Massaquoi, with our broader consultation and inclusion, gave the room for this new reconstitution. So by a matter of fact that the president have listened, this is laudable. This is in the right direction. We think that the president have moved away from the old political style of doing things, that the voice of the people, the civil society, the human rights grouping requested and calling him to be able to do the right thing, and he have listened. I think this is in the right direction.
Now, there has been much discussion about this war and economic crimes court in Liberia. One thing that is missing is who is going to be funding this court. Now, you are in New York. Can you tell us if you're hearing anything or if you know anything about how this court is going to be funded?
So by matter of fact, to address the culture of impunity, to establish a war crimes court, which has to do with dealing with violations of human rights and international humanitarian law, a force directly within the international community corridor, or I would say in their hand when it comes to a state party that is moving towards addressing the culture of impunity. So automatically as a state party, like Liberia found itself, is to present a political will to the international community that indeed we are ready to take up the responsibility to bring a closure to the widespread atrocities that were committed in Liberia. So by virtue of that, this meeting today in New York, which I was privileged to share the panel with the Foreign Minister of the Republic of Liberia and the Justice Minister and Attorney General of the Republic of Liberia, was basically to present to the UN Peace Building Commission a convincing proposal why Liberia should be supported, Liberia should be assisted technically, financially, to establish a World Economic Crimes Court.
What was the reception to this presentation that was made?
Today, I can tell you that there was so much energy in the room. The reception, the responses from all of the most of the country that attended, the United Kingdom, the United States, we're talking about the EU, we're talking about Germany, we even coming back to even our own African continent, they all have expressed support for Liberia because this has been long overdue, that over 250,000 people died. There have been no accountability. So to address transitional justice process, that is the root cause of the conflict, has to be investigated. It has to be decided so that the country can bring a closure. So positively, the UN response today, I can say, is in the right direction. There is a political, diplomatic, you know, consent towards helping Liberia to be able to raise the necessary support that we establish the War and Economic Crimes Court.
The idea of this War and Economic Crimes Court in Liberia, is this a general consensus, or this is being pushed by one group of people who are interested in justice?
So I don't want to come up with a full-group conclusion, but I would tell you that the atrocities that were committed in Liberia, they are overwhelming. And the fact that this broke the fabric of the country apart, and the culture of impunity have dominated the lifestyle of Liberia, the advocacy and campaign for the establishment of a war crimes court have been decades long. It's just not happening maybe in 1 or 2 years. If you go back to the release of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report in 2009, only from the phase of Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf administration coming to President George Weah, this advocacy have resonated. So it's just not a group of people who want to see a war crimes court. But this is the advocacy that the Liberian people, victims and survivors of the civil war, have been yearning to see whether there will be any form of accountability, reparation that Liberia will move towards when it comes to erasing the echoes of the civil war. So it is not just one group of people, not just civil society, not just the human rights community.